If a student does something wrong, how far can schools discipline that student under the law? The answer to that question has changed a lot in just the last few decades. It used to be police officers really weren't in schools 30 years ago, but that all changed in the 1990s. In 1994, Congress passed the Gun-Free Schools Act. The act required states receiving federal funding to pass some very specific laws about student discipline. These laws led to a massive increase in police presence at our school. The School Resource Officer, or SRO, is a deputized police officer who's stationed right there on campus. As a result, schools now had police forces stationed on campus, and not surprisingly, conduct that used to be just on-campus discipline became a criminal case. There's arguably some good justification for increased police presence in schools. There have been tragic school shootings over the last couple decades, and there are real concerns about increased security on campus. So when it comes to schools disciplining students, the legal authority has expanded dramatically. If a student misbehaves, brings a weapon to school, or otherwise breaks the law, school resource officers can and will arrest the student. It's what we've deputized them to do, and it is within the law.